May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of all our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. The true meaning of Christmas. If we've heard it once, we've heard it dozens of times. Retailers entice us into their shops by telling us that we will discover the true meaning of Christmas. That if we buy our Christmas presents from them, our loved ones will know the true meaning of Christmas. We each have our own true meaning of Christmas. In the boxes of the Christmas decorations, in our loft or garage. Christmas like we've always known it. The true meaning, apparent in all our plans and preparations. Radio 4 says that Christmas begins with the service of 9 lessons and carols this afternoon from King's College, Cambridge. Makers of Advent calendars tell us Christmas starts on the 1st of December. Goes all the way through to the new year. Schools up and down the land communicate the true meaning of Christmas. It's for the children. Just what is the true meaning of Christmas? Much ink has been spilt on trying to answer this question. It doesn't take much for us to look backwards and see that the true meaning of Christmas has changed over time. The biggest influence on the way we celebrate Christmas in Britain is from the Victorians. Not just the Christmas tree, but Christmas cards because of the postal service, Boxing Day, holidays for domestic servants, gifts for the children, bringing greenery into the house. It wasn't always so. Christmas wasn't kept in the medieval period other than as a start. The shortest season in the church's year, the 12 days of Christmas. It concluded with the celebration of the Epiphany, the arrival of the wise from the east, 12th night revelry, and all that goes with marking the end of that two-year journey for the visitors who simply followed a star. In many parts of the church, of course, Epiphany is what is the big celebration today. Maybe then celebration and revelry is the true meaning of Christmas. And the stories of the 3rd century, St. Nicholas, a saint with particular compassion for children, whose generous gifts of dowries for 3 daughters of an impoverished merchant led to the tradition of giving gifts to children at this time. Perhaps then the true meaning of Christmas is gift-giving. The perceived excesses of our modern Christmas aren't new. The excess of this celebration was what led to, among other things, Christmas in every form being banned under the Puritans. Indeed, the Book of Common Prayer doesn't have Christmas at all. Today is called the Nativity of our Lord. So if we've always had excess, is that the true meaning of Christmas? As a generation, we have added to the mix of the true Christmas a focus on children. Christmas, we say, is for the children. Is that the true meaning of Christmas? I really don't think so. I think it's a grown-up, adult story which may need to be filtered for the very young. This event we celebrate tonight is an event of the dark. It's not a children's tale. We wouldn't buy, for young children, a story about 2 teenagers who are about to have their first baby, not in their own town with their own families, but in the birthplace of the father's father. No allowance made for a pregnant woman by the emperor who demanded that all the Jews, the religious minority, report to be counted, just so the government knew how many there were. This young woman has her baby not attended by her mother, but by a stranger. If that's not bewildered enough, they're intruded upon by more strangers, shepherds, who respond to an angel who told them to leave their flocks, the height of folly, Another angel tells Joseph to flee from that place, not to go back to his own town and trade and family, but far away. And if this story about refugees wasn't dire enough, our Christmas story continues 2 years later. A despotic ruler, so jealous of opposition to his own power, he had his own sons killed, couldn't find the baby born to be king, and so ordered all Jewish children, all Jewish boys under two, to be killed. This isn't a children's story. It's an adult story. An adult story which does elicit from us a response. Perhaps then this response, what we notice about this event of the night, perhaps this is the true spirit of Christmas. Riches in the midst of poverty. Celebration in spite of distance from all that's familiar and comforting. Obedience to the still, small voice. Power given to powerless. And eventually, as the story of that baby unfolds, love stronger than death. Perhaps this is the true spirit of Christmas. Riches in the midst of poverty. Not riches that come from the shops, but riches which come from the most simple of gifts, that of love. Celebration in spite of, just because of that love. Obedience to that still small voice which enable human beings to give of ourselves just because we can. Power given back to the powerless through opportunity and kindness. Simple things this Christmas as we remember this event of the night. You may have had a real Advent calendar made with chocolate which is fairly traded, the purchase of which helps turn the poverty of the producers of the cocoa, transforming communities. Celebration and thanksgiving for human kindness, kindness shown by strangers in the midst of our floods, power outages. Opportunity and dignity given to those who have lost everything through financial hardship. The work of the 17 food banks in our county. The North Guildford Food Bank, which we at the Cathedral support, has helped local families with more than 5,000 meals in the past year. This on our doorstep, giving dignity and practical help to those who are doing their best but just cannot make ends meet. This true spirit of Christmas is not just for Christmas. Our awareness of the problems caused by poverty is not just for Christmas. It's part of our response to Christmas. Our awareness of the needs of refugees is not just for Christmas. That's our response to Christmas, as is our support for food banks, our work to address the causes of poverty. A response to Christmas. What Christians claim is the true spirit of Christmas is an event of the night. The incarnation happened out of sight, in the dark, only gradually understood as that light which came into the world shone in the hearts and minds of those who respond to Christmas. The true spirit of Christmas is not simply celebration and revelry, not simply gift giving, not the excess which we expect and sometimes loathe in equal measure. And it is not simply for the children. When we get our true spirit of Christmas from our loft or garage, it can be, of course, simply for a short time, an end in itself. It'll soon be over. Alternatively, the true spirit of Christmas can begin with our celebration tonight when we respond to this thing that's happened, a baby born to be king, but not just any king, a servant king who would come to show human beings how to be truly human. In 12 days or so, we'll put away our Christmas decorations for another year. Will we put the baby Jesus back in the loft or the garage? Or will we let the baby grow up in our hearts and minds? For the baby whose birth we celebrate tonight grew to be a man who elicits a response from us. That is the true meaning. To borrow a phrase then, Christmas is not just for Christmas. Christmas is for life. What is your true meaning of Christmas? From us all here in the cathedral staff, we pray that part of the true meaning of Christmas for you will be an inspiration to a life of service, courage to build a better community, challenging all that diminishes human dignity and worth, and that you will know peace. For me, something about the true meaning of Christmas is summed up in these words from Howard Thurman, an African-American pastor and teacher. When the song of the angel is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and the princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flocks, then the real work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among peoples, to make music in the heart. May we all know that music as we embark on the real work of Christmas. Amen.